Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with the team from World Compassion Network. I'm here with Greg Rowan, Tyler Snow, and Sandy Hatcher. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning. Afternoon or whatever it is.
You guys do such a wonderful job, but I don't want to take it for granted that people know what World Compassion Network does. So, Greg, could you tell us a little bit about the history of World Compassion Network and what your mission is?
Sure, Scott. We are a local organization based right here in Warsaw in Kosciuszko County. And we do, for over 20 years, we've been doing disaster relief work around the world and in many states in the U.S. as well. This is in addition to a missions development program in Honduras and what we call compassion projects. We use projects within our community to help people understand and also see the compassion that they can have for mm-hmm. people who are in need in this community. Mm-hmm. The Run for Hunger that's coming up here on April 20th is one of our what we call compassion projects, where we give back to the community that supports us. Again, we've been serving for over 20 years around the world, but this is one opportunity for us to give back to the people in our local community who are in need. One of the things about our community is it is no different than any other community within Indiana or the U.S. in the sense that there are people who suffer from food insecurity, mm-hmm. Especially seniors and especially children. And in this day, given the economy and state of affairs of things, oftentimes families may have to make a really tough decision between how much money do I allocate for gas as opposed to food for the family. Mm-hmm. And so they're having to make some very tough decisions. Mm-hmm. And that's why we think this event is so important to this community, is it gives us an opportunity to give back. All the proceeds from the raise we give back to organizations in this community that not only deal with food insecurity, but they also provide poverty relief in other ways to these working families who are really struggling to make things meet.
Okay. Well, thank you, Greg. Tyler, can you tell us a little bit about kind of where this whole event, the Run for Hunger, started and how many years you've been doing it and kind of the nuts and bolts of how people get involved?
Yeah, so this is our 16th year we've been doing this, this year we're really highlighting a lot of our local organizations that we help out during the race. We are blessed in Kosciuszko County to have a lot of different organizations that help out our community, and we really want to highlight them this year. So this event is mainly to just raise funds. 100% of our net proceeds go right back into our community. And so all these funds that we're raising are going to go to these awesome organizations in Kosciuszko County mm-hmm. That are really doing good work, whether that's feeding, housing, a lot of different organizations just doing some awesome things. So that's our main goal, and that's why we do the race, and that's the heart behind it. So,
mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for doing that. A lot of times people, you know, you see the ads on television with the really dramatic music thinking, you know, people on the other side of the world are the only people that are hungry, that need help. But we need help right here in Kosciuszko County.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Sandy, this event, how do people sign up for it? How do they register?
So they can go on to our website, which is wcnministries.org, or go to Run Sign Up and search for the WCN Run for Hunger, either way, or they can go by the Y or, you know, just reach out to us and we can send them a registration. April 20th is the race, but in order to get one of our awesome award-winning t-shirts, they have to sign up by April 1st.
April 1st? You have award-winning t-shirts?
Yes, we do.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for all you do for not only for our local community, but around the world. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm delighted to be with Holly Helmich, Parks Director for the Winona Lake Parks. Welcome, Holly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You got a great thing you're going to do for the community for Easter. Tell us all about it.
Absolutely. So we started a few years ago. It's called an Egg My House fundraiser. So we basically can egg your house, not with real eggs. So candy or toy-filled eggs, we either can porch deliver a basket of eggs, or we can actually hide them in your yard.
So you'll actually come to the house and either leave a basket of eggs, or you will actually, and your family will come and hide the eggs for people?
Absolutely. So we, you can order from 25 to 100 eggs or as many as you want, and we'll actually hide them throughout your entire yard, or you give us the exact location you want them, and we will do it to your liking. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. How do they get in contact with you if they want to do this?
So there is actually a Google form on our park Facebook page you can fill out, or you can stop in the park office or at the town hall.
That sounds like fun. Now, the mischievous person in me wonders, can I pay for you to egg somebody else's house?
Actually, you can. So we've had several people in the past, grandparents especially, that like to egg their grandchildren. You can sign up. And yeah, as long as the parents know if we are hiding them in the yard.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can do it.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you. And please contact Holly. Thank you.
Thank you.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Savannah Beer and Olivia Alfrey. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And you guys have put together this awesome class that's coming up that I think everybody needs. I know I sure do. So could you explain? It's called the Legacy Class. Could you explain kind of the brainchild behind this and what Legacy Class is?
Sure. So, yes, the Legacy Class came from, I listen a lot to Dave Ramsey. So I listen to his program a lot. And he talks a lot about this legacy drawer aspect of preparation and planning for when you pass away or business changes or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it was really enlightening to me as far as how many documents I needed to prepare just for if the worst case scenario were to happen. But then as I started preparing that, I saw an opportunity for that to be expanded into documents and passwords, things like that that you use in everyday life that can just be coalesced into one place and one area, and you can always find it whenever you need it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great idea because, like I said, I don't know where anything is. And if anything would happen to me, my daughter would be, she'd be looking everywhere. So I need to attend.
Yeah.
So when is this class?
Sure. Yes, this class is on April 4th. It's a Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to have it at the Sylvia's Training Room and on their at their building on Mariners Drive.
Oh, great. And so what are some things that, because I don't even know what I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know what I don't know, they always say. What are some things you should have in this legacy box, this legacy drawer?
Yeah. So however you plan to create it, whether that's physical or digital, I'll give you a list during the class of some of the documents that you can look for. Some of the typical ones are like your will or your power of attorney, things like that for, you know, worst case scenario, should you pass or become incapacitated and need someone to help you with medical decisions, things like that. So other things that we will look for are just your insurance. So your general insurance, auto insurance, health insurance information, any of your life insurance information is really important to gather.
Right.
And then also just your daily stuff. So like passwords, think of any documentation files you might have, things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. And how much is this class?
Absolutely free.
Yeah. Just doing it for the benefit of the community.
Yeah.
It's important stuff that people don't normally have on their radar. And so we wanted to give them the tools and a free place to equip them and help.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So what corporations are you guys involved in your day job?
Sure. I'm a local realtor. My husband and I are a team. So we're pretty involved in the community here in the real estate world and helping people with the most people's largest transaction that they're ever going to do, most people's life savings. So that's what my husband and I do, and we really love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm a program manager for a company called BC Forward out of Indianapolis. And my job is basically to help companies day-to-day organize their work. So it really fell naturally to organize my own stuff this way.
Right. That's fantastic. I'm going to be the first person to sign up.
Yeah, please do.
I really need this.
That'd be awesome.
Be happy to have you.
So, now, is this spot I saw on your poster, the Young Adult Professionals logo.
Yes.
Is this associated with Yap in some way?
Yeah, so we figured we'd shoot it out to the group and have it associated with the app just to try to get young people to come because it's something that most young people have never thought about before. Lauren's helping with some of the marketing with it.
Yeah.
So, I'm part of the steering committee on Yap. And, I had this idea, or Olivia had this idea, and I brought it up to the board a couple months ago. And they were like, yeah, let's do it. And Sylvia's has offered their space to host it. So we're excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're a listener out there and want to get your stuff put together, how do they sign up?
Oh, yeah.
How do they get in touch with you guys?
Probably the easiest way, if you're listening to this, would just to send me an email. So my email is beer, B-E-E-R, team, T-E-A-M-R-E, @gmail.com. And I can send you a link to sign up on Eventbrite. That's where we have our registration.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, Savannah. Thank you, Olivia.
Yeah,
and if you can't remember that information and you want to attend, contact us here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get you in touch with them.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
So much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.